We start by the prayer of Rabbi Zechariah before we start the Tikkun HaZohar to open the gate for us. Ribon HaOlamim V'Adonai Adonim V'Avrachamim V'Asterot V'Odim Anachlo V'Lecha Adonai Eloheinu V'Avotanu B'Kidah V'Shtachavadah Shekavetanu Torotecha V'Avotanecha Avodat HaKodesh Tata Lanu Chalek B'Sot Torotecha K'dusha Man M'Chayenu M'Asher Afita M'Yanu V'Zeh Gedol K'deh K'en Anachlo M'Pelim T'Chalun L'Lepanecha Shetipchol V'Tizlach L'Kol HaKotelu V'Avotanu V'Alim V'Avotanu B'Avdilim V'Nenu V'Necha V'Chen Yiratzon L'Panecha Adonai Eloheinu V'Avotanu Shetachulen Et L'Avotanu 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 V'Tekshiv L'Aznecha L'Dvarenu Ele ותפתח לבנו הראל בסדות תורתך ולמודדנו דרך נחת רוח לפני כזה כבודך כריח ניחוח תאציל עלינו אור מקור נשמותינו בכל מבחינותינו ושנוצצו לצדות עבדך הקדושים על אשר לדם גיליתי דברים דבריך אלה בעולם זכותם זכות עבודם זכות תורתם תורתם כשדום יעמוד לנו לבד לקשר דברים אלו זכותם תארננו במה שאנו עומדים כמאמר נעים מזמורות ישראל גל עיניים ובטלפון בתורתך יהיו לרצון מברי פי ויגיעו לפניך אדוני צירי וגואלי כי אדוני ייתן חוכמה מפיו דעת ותבונה. And now we're going to do the meditation from Rabbi Zechariah as well. When we look at it, it's actually helping us with all the meditation that we need. Okay? Now we're going to go back. And today, what we're doing, we continue from where we left last week. Now, the Pirushim I'm using is from Matok Midvash, which is Rabbi Moshe Kozover. Inami, ve'alai tzipor, shenishmat tzadik, anikret tzipor. So when we talk about that bird that the Rav Bar Chana saw, last week we talked about it, that bird is tzadik, righteous. Karim izu rabbanan ba'agadah de'batra de'rabba Bar Chana, Rabbi Shimon. Ra'a be'enav v'ruach ha'kodesh dvarav shidrosh achar shanim rabot. So Rabbi Shimon saw that in many, many years after, this will be something that Rabbi Chaim Vital will put in Shah Ruach HaKodesh. Da'av yazil b'sfinata, shalach l'itbunen l'malat k'neset ten shikomem mitzvot Hashem. So he went to see the throne of Israel, Knesset Israel, the Shechina, that Bnei Israel doing the mitzvot, doing the precept. V'osim yichud zachar v'nekevah karaui. The whole mitzvot, the whole good action, the whole study of the Torah, it's for the purpose of putting the light and the vessel together. Karaui. Techazal ha'it zipora v'ra nishman tzadik echad shegram b'kiyum mitzvotav. And he went back and he saw that bird, but that bird related to one tzadik, one righteous, that was capable to make that mitzvah in a perfect way. Dima mati ad karsulei, she'im ha'ila nikret yam, ashem nun share bina sheba. And we call Bina Yam. Why we call Bina Yam? Because Yud is 10 and Mem is 40 in Gematria, so it's Yam. Yam is 50. 50 mean 50 Share Bina. So when he saw the birds on that ocean or that Yam, he talked about Bina. She'ima ila nikret Yam, Shem Nun Share Bina Sheba, it's Pashta ad Netzach ve'od Zeran Pin. That we know that in a certain position, the light of Bina go all the way to Netzach and Hod of Zeir Anpin, and it came Raglaim, that we call Netzach Ve'od, called Raglaim. Those of you who know the Sefirot, you should know by now. Netzach Ve'od is the Raglaim, is the leg. Umefred ve'kamar uman tzipor ach, umau hu pulat nishman tzadik shera Rabba Bar Bar Chana. What did he saw about this righteous that was so special? Im garam yichud b'chinat chad milin nefuchi, he saw what type of union he created is from the point of there. Remember, we talked about eggs, still chicks and sons. So chad milin efrochi. So he saw that in making the union from the point of chicks. Anikra zivug zachar v'nekevam the panim bepanim, which that union, that connection is panim bepanim, face to face. Shavim bekomatam. And they are equal in their level. And that's why they elevated all the way to Ima Ila'a, to the upper mom, which is Bina, and then when they go into that level, when Zachar and Nekeva go to that level, we call them Ephrochim. Ephrochim means chicks. Or meaning Bitzim. Or he was seeing Betzim, eggs. שגרם רק זיווג תחתון, לבב קצוות. If we talk about eggs, so this is only זיווג תחתון, only union in the lower level, in the lower level, which is related to Vav Tzavot, to the six Sfirot. Shaz en lahem koach la'alot le'ima, ela yoredet. So they don't have enough power to go up to Ima, almost like in nature. If the birds, the mom birds come to you, or you as the baby go to the mom. So the way that nature set it up is a similar way for us to understand it. But what comes first? This, not nature. Nature just helps us to understand it in a better way. So the mom comes to the nest to take care of a baby when they cannot fly. That's why the mom has to sit on the eggs and wait for the eggs to hatch. Okay? I'm sorry. שאין להם כוח לעלות לאימא, אלא היא יורדת למטה ורובץ עליהם, מבחינת זו נקראים זכר ונקבה, ביצים על שם שאין להם כנפיים לעלות לאימא. So that's what we call זכר ונקבה. In this type of זיווג, which is only שש קצוות, only six level, they cannot go up. If it's talking about אפרוחים, the chick, we're talking about more elevated union. It's like that. הוא מפרש עוד. שמדרגת אפרוחים הם כגון פרחים. When you say אפרוחים, when you say chicks, is a similar word to the word in Hebrew, פרחים. פרחים in flower. I think we talked about it last week a little bit. So that's why I want to emphasize it. רוצה לומר שיש עדיין פרחים על האילן, דלווין וגמר פרי. How do you know that the fruit is not ready? When there is flower, those of you who are farmer, there is leaves, flower, fruit. So the flower is before. שעד עדיין לא נגמר בישול הפרי. The fruit is not cooked yet, it's not ready yet. וכן זכר ונקבה, אפילו שעדיין לא נגמר גידול כנפיהם, ומבחינת הפרוחים צריכים לאימם. So it's almost like a bird, that when it's not yet complete developing the wings, then they still need their mom, until they will develop into the next level that they can actually fly by themselves. עם כל זה, יש בהם כוח לעלות לאמא, מתתה לאלה, ולא היא צריכה לרדת אליהם. But when they chicks, they actually can elevate themselves to their mom. Different when they are eggs, there is no free will. They're just eggs to stay in the nest. But when they are chicks, they can fly to their mom. Similar to the idea of the energy here, what type of union, what type of zivuk, what type of connection we're talking about. או מביצים, said to us the Ramak, ביצים is a גבורות, five גבורות, שהם מבחינת ביצים, אז מבחינת שיט, דהיינו בסוד ואף קצוות. So the sixth level of the ארמפין, sixth level of the ארמפין, is basically that type of זיווג is talking about ביצים, eggs, which is the lower one, when they're able to develop the wings, when it's going to the next level, to be done. דינון מאלה לתתה. Now, what happened with ביצים? The mother have to sit on them and give them everything. They give nothing back. They not reach out with their beak or with the wings to the mom. They just stay there and wait. It's almost like a person who's been fully developed or not fully developed. There is a human being that still depends on the father, the mother, and everybody else, and they don't want to leave. They stay in the nest of their mom, and they're just receiving. At that point, they have to grow. The best father and mother is mother and father who teach their kids how to grow without the father and mother. אז אמא יורדת מלמעלה למטה למקום זכר ונקבה, ורובצת עליהם. That's why she had to come and take care of them. והם תחות עם האלה, שהיא מנקת אותם. And she's taking care of them. דעה ביצים מסתרה דעים התתה, אינון. רוצה לומר, הצדיקים שקובעים זיווג זכר ונקבה, מבחינת ביצים, נשמתם ממלכות. So, if the righteous people, through the mitzvot, through the good doing, through the study of Torah, are doing in the level of eggs, it's also good. That's a union in the level of egg. But that zivug is called zachar v'nekeva. הצדיקים שקוראים זיווג זכר ונקבה מבחינת ביצים, נשמתם ממלכות. So the נשמות of those righteous people come before מלכות. Because מלכות is in the level of eggs. דהי ביצה, הנקראת ביצה שאין לה כנפיים לפרוח מעצמה. What is the מלכות? Doesn't have wings to do anything. No free will, just eggs. Almost look like mineral, like stone, like an animate. Doesn't do anything. אלא בכוח מה שמקבל את הזה רנפין. Whatever the eggs are receiving, that's what it's going to be. אפרוחים מסיתרה, the צדיק. What about chicks? This צדיק, this righteous, צדיקים הנקראים אפרוחים נשמתם מיסוד. If you tell the righteous, you call them אפרוח, the chicks, they come from יסוד, they're not from מלכות. מתתה לאלה, והם גורמים לעלות זכר ונקבה ממטה למעלה, תחת עם האלה. Because they are making union that come from below to above. Different type of union, much more powerful. אלה הצדיק שראה, but that righteous, that רבה בר בר חנסו, in the אגדה of the גמרא, what type of צדיק is that? Okay, that's a question we are trying to raise. אלה הצדיק שראה, רבא בח, לא אבא אלה מלאים נפוחים, לא היה אלה מאלו צדיקים שיכולים לעלות זכר ולקראת תחת עם האלה של השדה מהיסוד. He saw a צדיק that come from יסוד, because he was אפרוחים, like פרחים, like flower. He was capable to reach out to בינה. וצדיק שמה מדם כי הוא עמודך אדם מערה עד הרקיע, שעליו נאמר וצדיק יסוד עולם. What do we say about צדיק? We say צדיק יסוד עולם. That's why יוסף was צדיק. Why יוסף was צדיק? Because he come from יסוד as well. משאין כך, משום כך, שרבא בח, ראה ציפור שהוא צדיק, ויאמנת עד קרסולי, פרוש של הנצח ועוד, שם קרנת קרסולי ושוקיים. So he saw that bird in the ocean, and the legs, he saw the leg of the bird. What is the leg of the bird? נצח ועוד. נצח ועוד that receiving energy from בינה. דענו שגרם אותו הצדיק דאים האלה היא ימה שנקראת ים על שם תתפשט לה 50 תרעין שהם 5 ספירות חגת נצח ועוד שכל אחד כלולה מ-10 ערי 50. So basically what he saw, it's that bird that בינה is משפיע, בינה is influenced way more, because when there is chicks, there is wings, they're more developed, so there is awakening from below to above. But when there is eggs, there is only awakening from above to below. The mother has to take care of everything. You cannot do anything from below to above, which is or chozer, which is reflecting light, which is sharing and giving and helping, which is everything to do without me. But when it's only from above, it's all about me. So a baby, you know, when it's in the eggs, can only receive. And how do we know it's Bina? Because 50. How do we get to 50, which is Bina? It's a when it's spread out to 50 gate. Where do we get to the 50 gate? It's a Chagat, Netzach Ve'od. When you take 5 Sfirot, Chesed, Zvorah, Tiferet, Netzach Ve'od, times 10 Sfirot, it become 50. But why till Hod? Why only till Hod? If you take Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, like they are Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, and if you take Netzach Ve'od, they are like Ze'er, Anpin, Malchut, only 50. For that reason also Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai left in Hod Sheve'od, because it is Malchut Sheve Malchut from that point of counting, without I'm going into the details. כולם מ-10 אחרי 50, עד קרסו לדעו אופה. עד נצח ועוד שהיסוד נקרא אוף, עומד ביניהם. קבל, so that chick that he saw, it's יסוד, it's the צדיק in the זיווג of יסוד. מקבל להערת נון שערי בינה, ואז נקרא יסוד קול, שגימטר 50. זה מפרש ועזיל. So, and for that reason, you call the יסוד קול, כף למד. כף is 20, למד is 30, which is also relate to בינה. I'm going to read from the תיקון האזור itself. כגוונה דה, יוד יהיו עזר A5, עזר זמנים A אינון 50, עזר בכל ספירה מיני 5, מחסד עד עוד, יסוד נטיל לא כולו, וכרה כל כליל מעלן 50, כזה עד הלדתה ים המלח כיסא דין. הוא מפרש, כגוונה דה, יוד יהיו עשר A5, רוצה למד, יוד דה אבא, כלולה ב-A דה אימא. We know that the יוד כבב כי, the יוד is Chokhma, the A is Bina, the Vav is Anpin, and A is Malchut. So Yud is connected to Abba, Abba mean Chokhma. רוצה לומר, Yud, the Abba, כלולה ב-A, the Ima. The Yud of Abba is included within the A of Ima, of Mother. וזה נכלל Ima, 10 זמנים, A היא נון 50. כנגד נון שערי בינה שהם A חסדים, שכל אחד כלול מ-10, לכן מתפשטים 10 בכל ספירה מיני 5, מחסד עד עוד, הרי הם 50. So the spreading of that light coming from Bina has to be spread to 5 ספירות below Bina, which is still hot. יסוד נתין לון כלו הערת כל החסדים. And יסוד receive that 5 or 50, 5 times 10 of those light, that we call it a chasadim, 5 mercy light. ולכן נקרא כל, that's why we call יסוד כל, which is 50. כי הוא כליל באילן 50, מערת כל החמישים, חסדים. Because יסוד included all those 50 type of light, כל החסדים, that come down, וכאמר, עוד מה שאמרנו לאל, שאמא עלה נקראת ים, הנה גם שמלכות נקראת גם כן ים. אבל קורסי יד על התאין ומלכות נקראת ים המלח. So the way that we call מלכות ממש is what we call in Israel ים המלח. ים המלח is the dead sea. They call it the dead sea or the sea of salt. No wonder there is no life there. What is מלכות? No life. No life, right? It's a dad. No life. Tree of knowledge. No life. So the ים המלח in Israel, those of you who have been in the dead sea, they call it the dead sea. Nobody even know why they call it the dead sea. It's actually called ים המלח. That's called dead sea. Dead sea means ים המוות. The sea of death. So you ask a question. מלכות also called ים, and בינה called ים. Both of them called sea. Sea. S-E-A. Sea. So this is the sea in general, is בינה. But ים המלח, the sea of salt, or the dead sea, is called מלכות. כוסלת המלכות נקראת ים המלח כסה דין, because it's judgment. סדום בן גמורה happening in the area of ים המלח. Right? There's no animals can live in ים המלח. No animal can live in the dead sea. That's why it's called the dead sea. And for that reason it's called מלכות. כסה דין, וכאן אנחנו עוסקים בבחינת המשכת חסדים. לכן צריכים לפרש שים הכוונה לאם העילה. And because we are talking only about חסדים, because we are only talking about mercy that come from בינה to יסוד, for that reason we only related to בינה, we cannot relate to מלכות, because if you relate to מלכות you have to relate it into גבורות, which is not what we talk about. Now עוף יהיו ציפור, דילה יהיו מתת, עלה אתמר כי עוף השמיים יוליך את הכל, כל דקריאת שמה דיוק כלל אישית יומין דחול, ושליד עליה, ונטילה הוא קול ופרח בה, עד המונדד המצד עד יהיו כל השם על המים, ולית מים אל התורה, ויהיו כל השם באדר, עד שיט כלנין, והוא שיבה לא בימה. זאת אומרת, תיקוני הזו, קונטיניו, אוף, מה שנאמר כאן, כי אוף השמיים תוליך את הכל, דיוק ציפור דילה, שהמלכות, יהיו מתת, שנקרא אוף, we talk about matat. Matat is the king of all angels. We call him off, a bird. Alayat bar ki off ha-shamayim yulich et hakol. For that it say that the bird of heaven will deliver the sound, or will pass the sound, or will carry the sound. Umefarech shehu kol de kriyat shema. What type of sound is the kriyat shema? Is when we do kriyat shema lamita, or we do kriyat shema in general. Every time that you do kriyat shema, שמתת מעלה את המים נוקבים של הצדיקים שמוסרים נפשם. What is the mitzvah of קריאת שמה? למצור את עצמך לארבע ביתות בית דין. When a person do שמה, the concept, as we explain in שאר הכוונות, is to agree for four type of death, right? Death by stoning, death by sword, death by hanging, and death by fire. Person has to meditate on that, that he's willing to die for the sake of connecting to the divine, to the creator. So this is called mesirut nefesh, or mosrim nafsham bekriyat shema, ad ze'er anpin de'atzilut. And the meditation is going all the way to ze'er anpin of atzilut, shehu b'chinato kedalkaman. Because the b'imot achol, this is what we're supposed to do during the weeks. Diuk lichit yomin lichol shalit aleo, kmo shelemar lekman. Yomim dechol shalit matat, because matat, the angel matat, I cannot say all his name, sorry, is in charge of the days of the week. Na'alot ha-kriyat shema v'tfilot Yisrael. Is in charge to elevate all the tfilot of Israel. All the kriyat shema that we're doing. Mishen kach b'shabbat. Yesh koch b'tfilotenu la'alot b'atzma. Shabbat we don't need matat that pray go by itself. That's why Shabbat is so unique. When you pray on Shabbat, when you meditate on Shabbat, whatever you do on Shabbat, the pray go by itself. V'u natil ha'u ha'kol u'parach b'ad abudad emtzaita. Ki matat u'merkava lezeh rampin. Matat is the chariot, is the carrier of Zeranpin. וזה לשונו, מתת רכב לעמודת האמצע איתה. So מתת, the angel מתת, is the carrier, is the chariot for the center column. לכן יש בו כוח לעלות עד שם. That's why he has enough power to elevate till there. דיינו כל השם על המים, מפרש ולית מים אל התורה. What does that mean that the voice of God is on the water? Explain to us, תיקוני הזוהר, מים מין תורה. דהיינו זה ער על פי שהוא תורה שבכתב. What is Torah? The written Torah, not the oral Torah, which is the ער על פי. זה ער על פי. והוא כל השם באדר, שנאמר גם כן על זה ער על פי. And it says the voice of God is באדר. אדר is talking about זה ער על פי. וזה לשונו, כל השם באדר, די יעקב שהוא בחינת זה ער על פי, עד שיט קלין שהם כנגד דבר קצרות זה ער על פי. וישבה לו באימא, כל השביעי הוא במלכות. And when we talk about the sound of the seventh voice, we are talking about Malchut. So what we learn from here? What is the Maskana? What are we understanding here? So we know how the Gemara, they talk about Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that give us a story about the bird that he saw on the water. And basically, the water reached out almost above the ankle, almost to the knee, which is represent the water, Yam, again, Gematria 50, meaning Bina, is giving the energy all the way to Netzach Ve'od. And the idea is to teach us that from here, if you count from Chesed Gvorot Tiferet Netzach Od, is 50, which is also connected to Bina. And after that, it's teaching us a different Zivugim, a different connection. That there is connection that has to relate to the Malchut, and there is connection that has to relate to Yesod. And then we explain that there is two Yamim, two seas. Seas in general is Bina, Yam HaMelach, the Dead Sea is relating to Malchut. After that we start to explain the work of Matat, that Matat is the one who is in charge of elevating all the Tfilot, not on Shabbat. On Shabbat we elevate the Tfilot by ourselves. And we explain also that Matat, the angel, is basically the carrier of everything, especially the Shema. When a tzaddikim is willing to die for the sake of sharing, then he can elevate it, not on Shabbat, not on Shabbat. And for that reason, it's a seven type of voice, seven type of kolot that is being elevated. I will leave you with that note, and hopefully we'll continue next time. Thank you.